Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
You can't imagine how many scone messages we're getting. I mean, of all the things that you expect to be controversial in the programme, scones was not there on that list. And the biggest one is the air fryer text that we got. And Shane now is getting messages from people telling him that they do work. So hopefully he'll go and test it out and come back and talk to us about it. Moving on now, though, because today leaders from the 27 European member states and 17 others, including the UK and Ukraine, are meeting in Prague for the first ever meeting of the European political community. And Shona Murray is Europe correspondent with Euronews and is on the line now. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning, Claire.
So what is this thing, the European political community, and who's invited?
Well, somebody described it to me today as a massive speed dating event. 44 countries in one afternoon, all with disparate views and intentions about what they want to get out of it. Now, the first idea came about with President Macron in France in 2019 because he saw it as an alternative to enlargement, essentially that countries like the Western Balkans could align with the EU without getting access to the EU. And he said that because he wouldn't support any more enlargement until there was structural reform of the European Union based on what we've seen with Poland and Hungary and those countries breaching the rule of law and so on. But that's obviously involved because of the Ukrainian war, because of the energy crisis. So it's seen now as a way to have a strategic conversation about the future of the continent that's not, you know, too influenced by the European Union, but also crucially not influenced by Russia, mm-hmm. because we do have multilateral institutions like the UN, the OSCE, the Council of Europe that Russia is involved in and tends to hijack. I mean, we've seen at the UN using its veto and so on.
So if it is a speed dating event, you have the UK there, and the UK has already dated, married and divorced the EU. So what what role are they going to have, or what's the conversation going to be?
So the UK is there because it's better to be inside the tent than outside the tent. And, you know, the UK is trying to shape it to ensure that it isn't very much the EU trying to spread its influence, that it's like, that it's not going to be policy taking from the EU, that the UK will have an influence outside its membership. And one of the areas of discussion is, of course, energy, but also defence. And one area that the UK would like to influence is to ensure that if there is any conversation about future defence of Europe, it's not crossing over from, let's say, NATO, for example. It's also seen as an opportunity. I've spoken to your UK officials about this, really, that the UK is trying to, you know, move away from the confrontational, belligerent relations it's had with the European Union and the continent because of Brexit, and trying to maybe create much more of a leadership role of itself, because it did lose its place table with Brexit. And, you know, the UK was a very influential member of the European Union. Now, I spoke to Irish officials. There's not likely there's going to be any bilateral between Micheál Martin and Liz Truss at it, but it sort of coincides with this fresh tone or fresh thinking we're hearing from the UK in relation to the Northern Ireland Protocol and so on.
Now, when it comes to energy, there's some speculation around Germany, how Germany is viewed by the other EU member states, because it has struck out on its own when it comes to energy caps, refused to cooperate, it's reported, with a general strategy across the EU for dealing with rising energy prices.
Yeah, so this all happened last week in the German government announced 200 billion euros of an energy package for Germany ahead of that energy council where the 27 member states were trying to collaborate to have an EU-wide plan. At the same time that week, Germany refused to get on board with a 15 countries who called for a price cap on wholesale gas coming into Europe. But moreover, it's also seen that this could be a breach of competition law, because if Germany has all this money and it's giving it to its industry to tackle the energy crisis, what are other countries going to do? So it's it's seen in that regard as a possible breach of EU law and competition law. But I think also it's really because everybody's trying to knuckle down and see this as a global or a European issue. And if one country goes it alone, you breach the solidarity. So that's really the criticism of Germany. Now, the German government had come out and said this 200 billion euro is actually proportionate given the size of the German economy, and that it's for 3 years. And it does want to have an EU-wide plan. So this will come up probably tomorrow. tomorrow because the 27 will be meeting the day after to discuss this issue. But you're right. I mean, it does kind of feed into frustration from EU member states about the reluctance of Germany to take a leadership role when it comes to Ukraine, whether it's military and so on.
Shona, thank you very much. Shona Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews. Now,